Franklin.
But what if you found a good opportunity to loot and you like found a really cool TV that you've been looking for a while?
Yeah, what if you strangled Hitler? Are you a strangler or are you a hero? No one would call you a strangler.
Yeah, how old is he?
I can't do you. How old is he?
Is he baby Hitler like that? No, whole thing?
You're not strangling with a baby.
So he already did his deeds.
Yeah.
Oh, then you're a hero.
Yeah,
hero,
don't call you a strangler.
I'd strangle Hitler if he gave me a chance, but he's fast.
Got that long neck, though.
Can't catch that.
No, I never caught him.
Strangling.
Hitler's got a long neck?
I don't know.
He was 5'6", 6 of those inches, all neck.
Was he 5'6"?
I don't know. I feel like he might have short guy syndrome.
5'6" is pretty
average. I was about 2 inches away from genocide, I'll tell you much.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean? Is this live?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't see it anywhere.
What do you mean you don't see it anywhere?
Normally I get a look at the screen.
Oh, it's on Hudson's screen.
Ah.
Do you want Hudson to drag it over?
So
you can see?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and drag him.
Go to the top part, Hudson. Click, like, above all. Yeah, right there, and then just drag it over. And then go big screen. You're a professional, pal.
Would you murder baby Hitler?
Knowingly? Like, knowing it's Hitler?
Yeah, that's, like, the whole question. It's, like, a classic...
We only need so many accountants.
Ethical question. Would you murder baby Hitler?
I guess I wouldn't murder him. I'd take him away from whatever situation made him Hitler. Or gave him the ability to be Hitler.
How do you know you're going to be able to fix him?
No, Hitler.
I may not be able to fix him fully.
The only thing that would be different is now he's going to kill all the redheads.
I wouldn't put him in a position. A lot of things had to go right for Hitler to be Hitler.
Did redheads ever have a genocide on them?
What about all of Ireland?
The sun, yeah, y'all are fighting battles every day,
brother. I mean, like, England against Ireland, if you want to go there.
Hudson thinks we're part Cherokee.
Oh, because you're so tan?
Yeah.
My grandma would say so. She's part Creek.
Things loud as the Dickens.
What do you mean? I wouldn't start messing with knobs.
Oh, God.
Start knob twisting.
Why'd you mess with knobs?
Well, because it's just loud in my headphones.
Well, that's on your headphones. What do you know where your nozzle was? Is it like the same spot that you left
it? Yeah, I moved the knob and then I put the knob.
Oh, God.
We should be good.
All right, anyways, y'all. Special day.
Episode 100.
Episode 100. We did it.
Yeah, we made it.
Are we going to make it a 200?
Doubt it.
God only knows. Y'all got to start telling your friends or something because we're getting tired.
Yeah, well, who would have guessed that, you know, our side gig is taking off, and who would have guessed our side gig would become our main thing?
We had 4 downloads today, and we haven't posted in 4 weeks.
I posted a picture today. Maybe it reminded people.
Oh, yeah, those guys are still trying that. Yeah. Just so y'all know, me and John both have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
It's not like you guys feel bad about us, but also...
We're not losers.
Yeah, we're not losers.
Just because we have a podcast that doesn't take off doesn't mean we're a bunch of losers.
You guys are sounding real insecure.
Well, you know what? Maybe if we quit our other job, our podcast could take off.
That's the only way to do it. I watch a lot of Shark Tank. That's what they say.
I don't. We'll never have the guts.
Oh, my gosh.
You shouldn't.
Are you kidding me? There's no way I would quit my job right now for this.
It'd probably be the worst decision and most insane move made by anyone ever.
That's what everyone says until we make it. And then right then.
I don't know.
John's got a lot to lose.
Imagine how good your... I don't think podcasts are that lucrative of, like...
God,
No, I think
just if your podcast takes off doesn't mean you're rich all of a sudden.
You gotta have ads and
you gotta have other things like that. And I think even then it takes a while. Like, I think you'd have to be pretty big to be making a decent
amount. I think Dad could do like 20 podcasts or like YouTube videos and be more popular than
I. Oh, for sure. I think Pop Shop has Yeah,
I would help him with Pop Shop so fast.
Yeah. Then you can quit your job and be a Pop Shop.
Yeah, I'll take half of the
They'll call you Pop
After
Boy.
Pop's Boy.
That's Pop's Boy over there.
I always just dress like a nerdy little kid.
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of like, I think I could imagine your persona on the show is like Moe's from The Office. And you're just Pop's boy, and you're just over there.
I just stand there awkwardly.
Throws him a hammer.
Dad only wants to do, like, videos with the nieces and nephews, though.
He doesn't.
And they're touching the ring.
He douched you.
I don't really want you to be in it.
No, it's kind of more of a nieces and nephews
thing. I was like brainstorming ideas, and Dad was like, yeah.
So you're all there, boy.
Yeah, you're just Pop's boy. You're not Pop's man yet.
You're not a star.
You're behind the camera. You shut the F up. Really, and you do as Pop tells you.
Goes to his head immediately.
Yeah.
Pop's boy. Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do.
What you been watching lately? Anything?
I've been back on the anime, but more like it in the background.
Yeah.
But
One Piece?
I just told Hudson he needs to watch House of Dragons, because that new season's pulling up.
Never seen it?
Nope.
He's never seen Game of Thrones.
Never seen Game of Thrones. Never
he said he hated Game it or Thrones. Some shit.
I didn't say I hated it. I just never watched it.
It's fantastic. I think it was the best show of all time for like the first five seasons.
First six seasons.
How many seasons are there?
I think there's eight. Seven.
I didn't even like seven, but people could.
The only reason you like seven is because you thought it was leading up to something really big,
and then
nothing big ever led up to. But it's still like
one of the worst ends of all time.
I'm not big into like Middle Earth.
What?
Type beats.
What about like?
I watch like Lord of the Rings like every night.
Every night.
Pretty
much
on my way to bed.
I'll tell you, when we watched Lord of the Rings, the first one with your buddies, I was like, man, I forgot how dope this movie was.
It's that one that we watched is number
11. Have you scratched 12. Me off? Did you just put that up?
No, I put it up a long time ago. I was wondering when you would notice. The answer was never.
It's been up for about a month.
Both behind the damn door. Did you scratch any of them?
Over a month.
No.
You should have.
Yeah.
But
I think what I was thinking about this, too, is if we just did top 100 lists, I almost would rather not do, like, 100 to 1. Maybe, like, spin a wheel or something.
That'd be fun.
So that way we don't have to do, like...
Because the 90s are brutal. they're black and white.
They're knocking me down.
Singing in the Rain.
Inception
is... Singing in the Rain wasn't even that bad.
You're a musical guy.
I like a good musical.
I like
an animated musical the most.
That other Japanese movie we watched?
Ikaru.
You loved that.
I didn't love it, but you were bitching about it. Like, nobody
had to stick up.
They rated like
And then you rated M way higher. I think you rated Ikaru like a 5.
But back when we were rating M, I think I was trying to be like a little posh, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I do know. You seem so posh for him. I was like, what the hell is this guy talking about? I was like, dude, that was not that great.
I was just surprised at how old it was and how okay it was.
All right, well, let's do our rating for this.
Rating?
Yeah.
We watched Godzilla
I
Minus
didn't do
One.
A plot summary.
What
realized.
Does the title mean?
Minus
know,
One?
Yeah,
could
know.
Not tell you. Minus
couldn't
One.
It out.
Minus One.
Minus
Maybe
Godzilla.
Maybe Godzilla has, like, infinite lives, and this was just minus one of those?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. I don't know why he was regenerating like he was. I didn't like that part of the movie.
Because he's a frick. Oh, I didn't know this about Godzilla, that he was made from World War II and the atomic bomb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they allude to that.
Yeah,
at the beginning
we double screwed them.
Yeah. Could you imagine me in Japan, like, oh, your whole city's destroyed. Oh, your whole city's destroyed again.
Well, yeah. Now the other ones. Yeah. And he was giving off radiation. There was nowhere safe in all of Japan.
But I think that's like Godzilla's whole story is that the atomic bomb gave this lizard radiation, and that's how.
Wasn't a lizard OG?
Well, he certainly wasn't a fish.
Yeah, looks more like an iguana.
Yeah, it could be an alligator. Something but that radiation yeah, turns them no crazy.
Alligators in Japan.
All right, let's give it a rating. Ready?
You got a rating?
Sure.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 7.9.
Oh, I could have done 9. I could have done 9.
Oh, what did you even say?
7.8.
You watched it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought yeah, we watched it today. I watched it in English first, then I watched it with Hudson today in
Japanese. You watched it twice?
Yeah.
You watched it in Japanese today?
Yeah, it's a
the
lot
Japanese
better.
Was nice.
Way better.
Has to be. I watched the first.
What did you rate it before?
I could have even gone up as high as like an 8.1.
I put 7.8. to 8.2. Typically, I'll give myself a range and then I'll think about it.
Yeah. I'm fine with the 7.9.
I love 7.9.
Okay.
I thought it was good.
I'm not going to watch it again.
No.
The only reason I watched it twice is because Hudson.
That's what I kept in the sevens for. I'll never watch it again.
See, but I like that you gave me that little bit because I don't want to watch this again.
I will not watch
it. But I also really kind of hate the Godzilla King Kong franchise.
I thought I did too, but I thought this one was interesting.
This was the best Godzilla movie I think I've ever seen.
You watch any of them?
I've seen Godzilla movies, and every time I see them, they're like really lame.
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, like, there's like the classic ones, but like.
I feel like the classics can't be that great either.
Yeah, they're classic. I mean, they're, you know, it's like a tiny little city on a tabletop. You can tell it is.
Yeah. Like
but,
a little figurine.
Yeah. I thought it was like the storyline made the most sense.
The last Godzilla movie
I watched, they had like a doctor going down flying a plane to Middle Earth, and you were supposed to have these gravity suits, and then he was wearing a Patagonia vest, and he was fine. Like, it made no sense. So this movie at least like had some storyline.
Yeah, it had a good storyline.
I liked the dude. I mean, I didn't like the guy. He was kind of a little bit of a bitch, but I liked the story with him and the girl and the little...
I knew that girl was alive.
I knew once the letter was given.
Oh, yeah.
It was also such...
I knew once I saw her. She was alive.
I knew before that. Idiot.
But I did get a little confused when that letter was given. I honestly was like, who's that chick? Is that the girl who was supposed to be dead?
Oh, the old lady?
She didn't look that old.
Well, all these guys... So the movie starts, and this guy is a kamikaze pilot.
Crazy
most
job.
Douche. Most crazy douche thing you could ever make someone do. Yeah. Hey, man, you're a pretty good pilot. Guess what? You're a kamikaze.
So does kamikaze just mean, like, at some point you're going to just dive bomb into him?
I think, like, the first point.
The
like
very
the
first thing
point.
You're doing.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it is.
I think you go out, dogfight, and then, like, that's you're not landing.
Kamikaze attacks. 4,000 airmen died. So 4,000 Japanese airmen died, and they killed more than 7,000 people. So, like, averaging less
how
than
many
two people. 7,000.
And how many kamikazes?
4,000.
Not wow. Good numbers.
So that's like just... a one-to-one. That's what they were saying. They were like, in this movie, they're like, yeah, back in the war, we didn't really care too much about our human lives.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
We're going to change that for this whole Godzilla thing.
Yeah. I knew there was an ejector seat early.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. But I honestly,
like,
I thought
that was the ejector seat.
I thought,
pull this.
Yeah. I think that's what they should have done.
Yeah.
It's like tricked him into ejecting himself.
Injecting himself
and I thought it was going to be like he told him you had to pull that to release the bombs, but what it really did was ejected
that's
him.
What
I think it was good that it was his decision because it was like I want to live.
Yeah, he always wanted to live. He was pussed the whole time.
Yeah,
it would have been cool if he
the
sacrificed
point,
himself.
The only point of the movie I didn't like, which Zach brought up I think right after it happened, was whenever she pushes him into the alley. Like, they're standing next to an alley for, like, 30 minutes, and then, like...
Oh, yeah, why didn't she save herself?
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Both have just juked into that alley.
He saw the power blast before. So he could have been like, oh, this is about to be catastrophic.
I thought that was the first power blast we saw.
No, that was the second.
He did multiple power
blasts.
Maybe
the blasts. Third.
I think it might have been the third.
I love how slow Godzilla moves.
I like his little arms.
I've thought it was corny in the past, especially when Godzilla looked like a dork, but... I thought he looked kind of cool, and so now I just think it's funny that he's just like...
And just destroys everything.
How does he float?
Does he float?
He's not standing, because they sunk him
20,000
feet.
Yeah, whenever he comes up in the water and just standing there like a
torso
water polo player.
It's a little goofy.
Yeah, I don't understand how that's working.
Yeah, I don't like when he's torso
high.
It's like
he must be swimming with his tail or something.
He's just...
He's got a very strong tail. Straight down. I could see him being
he must be like the best water, water treader of all time.
Yeah. Dad used to tread water for like an hour at a time.
Is he Godzilla?
Dad used to tread water for a long ass time. And I don't think I could tread water for 10 minutes.
Yeah, we watched the Godzilla when we were kids. That was made in like early 2000s.
I mean, there's literally another one in like theaters right now, isn't there?
Yeah, that's King Kong vs. Godzilla, which I thought they just made.
That seems disgusting.
That's the one that I was talking about that was so bad. Not the one that's out now, but the one that
a couple years ago?
Yeah.
They said, run it back. I saw like a clip of the King Kong vs. Godzilla, and King Kong has like a tooth infection.
What? He's got to go to the dentist.
They like pull it out with like a...
Dude, there's so many Godzillas. And there's like super fans of this stuff.
Yeah, they're all Japanese.
Doug's brother-in-law was talking to me about Godzilla for, like, ages one time.
Boy, I couldn't have dealt with that.
He was like,
is that listen, buddy?
Honestly, I was just so entertained. I think I was egging them on.
You do love hearing about people's passions, weird shit. Especially if it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do you like to eat the toilet paper? Remember that show?
Oh, like My Strange Addiction. People were eating, like, the fillings out of their sofa. It was like, we bought 10 sofas this year.
Is that for real? Or are these people just wanting to be on the show?
I think it was for real, for sure.
There's no way.
Remember the laundry detergent lady? She just ate it like a cat.
That's insane.
Ate laundry detergent?
Yeah, like the dry kind.
Ugh. I can't believe those people are alive. Her breath probably smelled amazing. Hoarders. Yeah,
I'm trying to find the one that we used to watch, but they make so many Godzillas.
She probably had terrible teeth.
Yeah. But I said dad, and you said speaking of which, and then you went to your little bag of tricks.
Oh, yeah. I drank this coffee on the way over. It's funny, because every time someone goes to Japan, they bring you back something. All they could ever bring you back is something Godzilla.
Yeah.
Dad brought me this coffee mug when he went to Japan. Nice. And Zach bought me this shirt. Nice. That's both Godzilla.
I had a tough time. Japan, like, shopping around for people, you guys are both pretty tough to shop around for because you're, like, almost too big for Japan.
Yeah, this is tight on me.
Like, a large, that's like a double XL or something.
But what about, like, Yao Ming and, like, sumo wrestlers?
Those are specially made.
Yeah, I feel like
Yao Ming was Chinese, but still. Like, they're mostly small, too.
Yao Ming probably got his clothes special made. Or just
he
got
definitely did.
Else.
Yao Ming was 7'2", but, like, a 6'2" dude, like...
Funny how there's races that are just smaller people.
It's fun.
It'd be cool if there was another race that was, like, really small. Like, Indians were, like, 4 foot max.
Yeah. Real life dwarves.
How fun would that be to visit?
I'd be so excited.
I'd be like, dude, we gotta go to India. Everyone's there is 4 feet tall.
Our concrete guy, he does, like, all of our slabs and stuff. His name is Peppy.
4 foot tall Indian.
Yeah. But he's I don't know how he got this, but it used to drive me nuts, but now I've figured out the way around it. He used to call me lazy. Like he called me lazy as a nickname, and now he calls me lazy every time I call him or text him.
He calls you lazy.
Hey, what's up, lazy? I'm sorry.
Why?
I don't know. I said, hey man, get your guys to put these lot boxes up.
Did you tell him your name?
Yeah. He doesn't care. I think Peppy thinks he's immortal, and he kind of is, because I really like Peppy.
What did you do?
I threatened him with it once. I said, yo, dude, I don't need... I said, oh, he said, hey, what's up, Lacey? I said, hey, man, I'm not lazy enough to find somebody else to pour my slabs.
That's a good one.
And he was like, and then he just kept calling me lazy. But he called me. I had to call him because I got these new houses. And he goes, oh, what's up, lazy? And I said, what's up, shorty? And he just started dying laughing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I just got to call him shorty all the time.
That's funny.
Not shoddy.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, shoddy?
Man, I didn't... You don't know why that started?
No idea. But also, like, I told Dana, and Dana was pissed.
About Pepe calling you lazy?
Yeah. Lazy?
Lazy?
Yeah. Dana was like, what the heck? But I think it's kind of funny. The more he says it, the funnier I think it is. But
Jesus got mad at Dana, called him the cheapest person he's ever met.
Jesus got mad at... that's funny, the grader?
Yeah.
There's this guy, Jesus,
he's always just super nice, and then every once in a while, Dana will call me and be like, hey, man, you might get a call from Jesus, and he's going to say some bad things about me.
Yeah, it's a Dana today, I was like, hey, man, who's our grader out here? Because they, like, left a tractor out at this lot. And over text, it just says Jesus. And I said, well, we're in good hands. But, yeah, Peffy keeps calling me lazy, and it's driving me nuts.
You got a plot summary for this?
Take over. No, I told you earlier I didn't.
Oh, okay. I have a little one.
Okay. Yeah, we knew that, but do you have a plot summary?
That's a good one. Oh, shit, that's funny. All right, here's my plot summary. If you've seen Parasite, you've seen this movie. Bunch of Asians hide out until they decide it's time to come out of hiding and kill the bad man.
Did he die, though?
Whenever I walked out the door to go to this pod, Tay said, have fun. Don't be too racist.
Yeah. That's good advice for most situations.
Every time we'll be watching something, and she'll be like, what's that person in? And if they're Asian, I always just go, Parasite.
What was Parasite? I think that's South Korean. That's like the best of its kind.
It's fantastic.
Parasite was so beast.
But you said you would never watch this movie again. I don't think there's many, like,
it takes a lot of effort.
Watch again.
It takes a lot of effort to watch movies like this, especially if you're watching and subbed.
Not that I won't like them, but I will like it. But if you're going to read it, too, like, Parasite, you have to read the whole thing, and it's like 3 hours.
Yeah, subbed Parasite, it's a good watch, and it didn't feel like a tough watch, but watching it again, you're like,
you guys talked about me with M being posh, and you watch stuff in Japanese and read it. When
not
they offer
posh,
it, and
it's like you wanted to give it a higher rating because it was on the
top 100.
I think
it's a little posh to be like, oh, it's so much better in Japanese.
I'm not that guy.
I mean, it was only better in Japanese because that's how they are talking. So, like,
I understand that.
So
it sounds better, the acting's better. It's not like they're like, hey, guy.
I don't
like, come back here. Like,
I will die on the hill.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, it bothers the hell out of me. So, I won't die on the hill. Subbed is Japanese with English text, dubbed is English voiceover.
Yeah, yeah.
Subtitles. So it doesn't bother me at all, anime. So if I'm watching anime, I prefer to be dubbed because I don't have to pay attention.
And they're cartoons.
And you got like 10,000 hours.
But
oh,
Japanese,
I should ask this question.
It's like, hey, where are you heading there, fella? And then it just sounds weird.
Did you guys watch Squid Game?
Mm. I saw the first season.
Did you watch it subbed or dubbed?
Subbed.
Subbed, I believe.
You read that whole thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
In One Piece, do they...
You read?
You read? For real? Yeah. In One Piece, do they... When they dub it, do they change their
They
mouth?
Change it around. Oh, no. They don't change the mouth. The animation.
Their mouths look like they're saying what they're saying.
Because it's anime. I mean, it's just their mouths open up.
Yeah, they barely look like they're saying the Japanese.
It's not like they're, like, moving their lips or anything.
They don't change any of the animation.
But it ain't like he's just smiling and words are coming. He's moving his mouth.
Yeah, but when you talk in Japanese, you also open your mouth.
Yeah, but when watch Godzilla...
That's true for me.
When I watch Godzilla, I can tell they're not saying that stuff.
Yeah, because
in
it's
One
a
Piece.
Real person.
You're not getting it.
You're not getting
How
it.
How can I explain
does
this to
ASL,
a couple of idiots?
Does ASL...
It's a lot easier to, like,
American
say
Sign Language?
A guy saying any word when he's just opening his mouth.
Why wouldn't ASL be all globally?
GSL? Is the A for American?
Maybe. Global Sign Language? I wish all deaf people could talk to all deaf people.
I'm pretty sure sign language is the only universal language.
I don't think it's universal.
Pretty sure it is.
I don't know it.
I think it is.
Well, yeah. Dumbass. Get off that high horse you're sitting on.
It should be the one benefit, at least, of being deaf is, like, you can go to
Japan
and find another deaf
guy. I'm pretty
sure
it's a global... It's a global.
But is it because they have...
I think it's global enough.
You have different words and stuff.
But I bet, what, like, more or whatever.
Like, that's why when something's subbed and dubbed, it's not exactly the same.
Well, that's because the sentence of Japanese people...
Yeah, the sentence structure is different, and then they just, like...
But some cultures,
like,
even have different words.
Yeah.
And there's some cultures...
Don't even have word for
that.
That
have
you.
Different colors.
Yep.
Yep.
Isn't that
You're
cool?
Ball, bro.
Yep. I think we talk about this on a different podcast.
I think so, too. Yeah. But I was thinking about it the other day. Like, someone could look at that wall of yours with all those colors. I could only name six. And they could name, like, 32.
It could also just be a guy that's, like, more into colors.
Yeah, that's a weird guy that you don't want to hang out with
him. I bet the guy who made that art only knows a few color names as well.
If some dude, like, looked at this wall and was like, well, that's, like...
Indigo.
Mirage. I would be like, get the hell out of my house.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Knowing colors is gay.
Yeah, I'd be like, bro, shut up.
What if he got the, like, the, just the name of the color? What if he was just like, oh, yeah, that's buckwheat beige?
I would still be pissed.
But if it was buckwheat beige on the paint can?
Oh, yeah, if he had to paint my wall, I'd be happy that he knew what color had to go on my wall, but hell. Yeah, speaking of my house, we were at Florida. That's why we've been on a hiatus for the last 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Hudson and his girlfriend just set up camp in my bedroom and start playing house while I'm away.
My bed hurts her back, so.
Yeah.
Your bed what?
Hurts her back.
You got a comfy bed?
I assume.
Hudson just goes on the comfy bed?
Yeah. I wash the sheets twice.
Why don't you just get a comfier bed? Or at least a cuff. Like,
do you think it's your bed frame or your mattress?
The mattress is like $70.
You need to get one
that's
of those.
A tough mattress. Yeah. It's a tough order.
Thick things that you put on top.
I'm just going to keep on riding it out.
Yeah, keep riding Zach's.
Hey.
All, whenever I mean, Zach goes out of town, Hudson will give his lumbar a little support.
Yeah, just a little break. I don't, like, it's super weird to me, but also, like, the exchange.
I clean up.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, it's more clean in my room than it usually is.
I cleaned your bathroom for damn near 3 hours.
Yeah, I was like, my bathtub is definitely. What?
I went in your bathroom once, looked like a frat guy's bathroom.
He's a frat boy. That's crazy.
And you weren't even in a frat.
No. I rushed Kappa Alpha.
Hey. I rushed Pike and wasn't in a frat either.
Did you make it?
I quit. Yeah, I faked a diabetes attack.
I quit too.
I faked a diabetes attack.
Were you a shoo-in? Like, they wanted you in your frat so
bad? Yeah, dude. I went to Georgia State. Like, they wanted all the frat guys they could get. There was only, like, a handful of us.
Yeah. I went to, like, the most southern fraternity, and then they were, like, it's not like they were doing a bunch
Kennesaw.
Of Kappa Alpha. I said southern fraternity. I didn't say I went to the most southern college ever.
I can't believe you've only ever, like, roomed with black dudes, and you were going to go join the...
I knew if I played travel baseball. I played travel baseball with one of the kids.
Ah, that's how you got in.
Yeah. I should have gone for, like, the, like, potheads. They're like, I don't know, man. Like, we were supposed to have an event. That would have been my group.
Mine's classic. For one, I lived off campus at the Mayfair. I didn't even have a job.
So did I.
But when I was rushing, we had a group text, and it'd be like, hey, the brother so-and-so needs this, brother so-and-so needs that. And I would say, I can't, I'm working today.
I'm diabetic.
I'm diabetic today.
I even told him I had, like, two jobs. I wasn't even working. I was just hanging out.
You were a double job guy.
Yeah, and then the first time we got, like...
My kid. I'm a single dad.
The first time...
You can't see her.
The first time we got, like, hazed... We went into this basement, and they were yelling at us and stuff, and I was like, well, what? That sucks. So me and my buddy Will were standing in the basement on one side, and then our buddy Walsh was on the other side. And they start, like, asking him questions like, where did brother so-and-so go to high school? And it's like, what?
Who gives a damn?
Like, what's his last name? And he's just like, I don't know. But while they're doing it to Walsh, me and Will are dying laughing. But I didn't consider the fact that it's about to get to my
turn.
And once it got to my turn, I was like, I don't know. And they're just like, every time you don't know something, like, everyone's got to do like 10 push-ups.
You should have said, I quit.
So then I was like, I'm sorry, guys. I have a low blood sugar. And they all freaked out because they're hazing us. And they're like, oh, what do we do? And I'm like, don't worry about it. I'll go take care of this myself. And then I went upstairs and I was like, I'm not doing this.
No, dude, I have a super funny hazing. So, one day, they had, like, this one guy. So, this is Kappa Alpha, and we're still in the rushing process, which is, like, 7 weeks long. And I only did this once, but that was enough for them to kick me out. Like, I didn't quit of my own regard. They quit me out. But I was hoping I would just sneak my way through the rush process, and I'd be like, oh, I'm a brother now. It's true.
Wait, what did you get kicked out for?
They said, this is how I get kicked out. They said, we're
drink
like,
too much.
We're in the house. They would never let us drink. Yeah. And that's like the only time I'm like, kind of like, I was like, I wanted to hang out with them.
Yeah.
Like when I was sober, I was like, this shit sucks.
Yeah. Fraternities are lame.
Oh, well, like when they gave me my bid or whatever, we went to this house like 2 hours away. And they like gave us these white t-shirts, and I had worked the next morning. I was working at J. Christopher's. And I got this crazy bloody nose, and I had this white t-shirt on. I was covered in my little torso.
Why?
I was just covered in blood. And
that's
I didn't know
why
where
they kicked
I was,
you out.
So I kept
you
like
the
just,
freak bloody nose.
I just kept wiping my nose. So I'm just like, the whole front of my shirt is covered in blood. And like I woke up, like I don't know how many times I woke up late for my shift at J. Christopher's. But I woke up at like 9 a.m. in a haze because they let us drink that night. And I'm just covered in blood. And I just like go into J. Christopher's.
Oh my God.
Covered in blood. No.
What'd you get kicked out for?
Oh, they said, we're like at the house one day. They like called a meeting or whatever. And they're like, hey, they're complaining about people. They're like, you gotta do this. You gotta do this. And they said, Zach Knight. Where's Zach Knight? And I said, right here. And they said, what are you even doing here? I don't even know you. You're never around or anything. You never help us. And I'm like, ah, yeah, you know. And they're like, all right, come over here. And then they were like, you're out. And I was like, yeah, I get it. But they were like, they kept being like, I lived
yeah,
in the town.
Yeah, they wanted you to do all this bullshit.
Well.
Come clean Brother Joseph's house.
Do it yourself,
dude,
asshole.
Brother Joseph's house is a freaking pigsty.
Someone was like,
doing that?
Someone was like, Brother Kyle needs Chick-fil-A. And I was like, well, Brother Kyle
can get off his lazy ass.
Yeah, Brother Kyle can go get it.
Yeah.
I should have said that before I left. But yeah, dude. So one time, the only hazing experience I had, they made us do, like, crazy stuff. Like, 300 squats. Like this dude played hockey.
What are we training for?
They're like, if the brother's got to be yoked.
We are the Jags fraternity.
Yeah, so we were working out. I'm like, holy shit,
like
this sucks. My legs were broken. But before that...
Zach, how many pounds have you gained since joining the fraternity? 0, sir. You're out of here. We need 10 pounds of bulk.
Yeah, we need mass. Kappa Alpha. Kappa Mass Alpha. Dude. But they like, it was like this house, and there was like a crawl space underneath, and there was a tarp. So 3-foot crawl space, dirt, tarp. And they put about 30 kids in there. And for about 45 minutes, they had this loud-ass speaker going, and it's just a baby crying on repeat. Like scream crying. And I'm like, what is going on? And we're just sitting in the crawl space.
Dude, that's like
they must have been pissed at us or something. Yeah. And I'm like, man, I don't even know if I want to do this.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean it's hilarious. Yeah.
That's some psycho shit.
Oh, dude. Scream crying. And then you would hear it pause for a second and then restart. It was pretty funny. I bet it's a blast when you're up on the first floor
dying laughing
to it on the, like, you can barely hear it, like, through the ground.
And they're like, can you imagine how insane they're going down?
Can you imagine how upset they are right now?
They're probably like, baby oh, crying. This sucks.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, man, that, I mean, I was never cut.
I wasn't cutting out of that cloth either.
No, I needed to, like, all I needed was, like, a guarantee. Like, hey, man, you're in.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was. Like,
yeah,
hey,
cool.
I wanted to hang out. I didn't know, like, we had to do all...
You guys had to be
know each other's last names
weeks.
And where they went to high school.
I could give a damn.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even tell you where I went to high school.
We're brothers. We had the same last name. Is it Knight?
That would have been funny. Knight.
You were adopted.
That's your last name. You gonna play a game?
Dying.
Alright. In this jar, I have a certain number of Reese's Cups.
Mm-hmm.
This is in celebration of the 100th episode. The winner gets to keep the Reese's Cups.
Ooh.
Hmm. How many do you think are in here? You can hold it if you wish.
Oh yeah, throw it here.
Don't count them. Don't do that. That's...
I'm surprised you let me hold it. We're
playing like over if you bust. Like,
alright, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Price is right rules or what?
Whatever rules. A Doyle.
Yeah.
I got it.
Alright, John, what's your number?
25.
Wow. Hudson?
27.
It was 22.
Oh!
Tie gets the Reese's Cups.
Nice.
In this very jar, I have a very select number of Jolly Ranchers. John?
Throw it here.
Damn.
All right.
Time's up.
I don't need to see it.
Yeah. John's quick math.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, what's your number?
40.
Go 53.
Damn it, Hudson. 33. You know what's funny? In some way, both of the numbers were on the lid. On the Reese's Cups, it just says 22 on the top, and it's a complete coincidence. Yeah, but do you guys want me to dump him into the piñata?
You have a piñata?
Yeah.
Is it Godzilla?
No. Yep. that would have been a pre-order. I wouldn't be able to get a Godzilla piñata. I will leave them out. John won both of them, and I'm sure he doesn't even want them.
Oh, I love Reese's. I'm going to throw those in the
freeze. I'm sure he doesn't even want them.
You're going to have a Jolly Ranch.
They're good for his diabetes.
Yeah. Reese's. Yeah. Don't show Daryl those Reese's. We got this coworker, Daryl. He just eats everybody's snacks. And then blames other people.
I heard he ate some beef jerky one time.
Beef jerky.
He ate all the beaver nuggets, and then he tried to blame Dana.
Nuggets,
yeah. Dana was eating those nuggets. Nah, Daryl, I saw you eating the nuggets.
Bebo nuggets.
Okay, remember how you said if Dad didn't say anything about your hair, you got punished?
It's today.
Yeah, I finally brought the marshmallows.
Don't cut my hair. Oh, okay.
No, I'm going to throw marshmallows at you hard, and then I'll start getting
how hard?
Less hard and less hard. As soon as you catch one, it's over.
You're going to hose?
I'm going to be nicer than you would do it. I know how you do this kind of thing.
Oh, I would hose.
Yeah, you would knock.
You got to go Randy Johnson with it.
All right. Oh, you're playing Fluffy Bunny.
I think this would be funnier. Have you ever seen that guy on Instagram that's like, "All right, the best mouth on the internet"?
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
He crushes it. Don't hit the camera.
I'm going to try to hit you.
Thank you.
Ready?
Yes.
Once I get softer, I'll be able to hit you in the face. You got to wear it.
Does it hurt? Give me a chance.
That was really only like your second.
That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, you have the best mouth on the internet. That guy's classic.
Wow. I did it. Do you have any other games?
Just the marshmallow one.
You don't have any games?
You want to play again?
No, but it was fun. Alright, I have another game. God, it's the 100th episode. You didn't think of a single game.
I didn't.
Name this team. It's a group of men in the course.
What?
The group of adults. An adult chorus team.
Chorus? Oh, okay.
Chorus? Yeah.
Me and Hudson were talking about this before, and I was like, oh, I think this would be a fun game. You can go ahead and give your name that you had for it.
Oh, I had Throat Goats.
Throat Goats.
The name of a singing group.
Like a high school chorus.
Acapella band.
You know, like the elite chorus group.
Wow.
Bowling team.
A bowling team?
It might be a little bit too tough. It's all pun worthy. All right, fine. All right, next game. We all have 1 minute to draw a character that can beat Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, easy.
All right, well, your pen and paper down there. Hudson, I believe you have yours.
I believe mine's somewhere.
All right, no cheating?
It can be whatever, no rules.
I don't have a pen. That's me. You just hand me a pen over there. Sheesh. Yeah, no rules. Are you already drawing?
Yeah.
No!
Oh.
It's a minute.
Well, I only have this line so far. I bet you only know what it is.
Cheater!
Too much. That looks terrifying.
Set timer for 1 minute.
Oh, God, that's quick. Is it going?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got ripped off. I wish I could think of a really good name for him.
It's
down.
I didn't roll anything.
Did you get anything?
I didn't roll anything. You have 1 minute.
Had you already thought about what you were going to draw?
No.
All right.
All right, who's first? You have to explain why your character... Show the camera and then explain why it would be Godzilla.
All right. This guy's name is...
wow.
Shark Lasso.
Sharkasso.
Yeah, he's a shark cowboy, and instead of fins, he has a lasso for an arm. And I'm thinking he's as tall as Godzilla, obviously. And then he's going to lasso him. I mean, if you get Godzilla lassoed,
that's pretty good.
That's over. And then he's just going to eat him.
I feel like you spent a lot of time on that hat.
Yeah, I didn't. When I started the hat, I didn't realize it was only a minute long.
Wow, good job.
Yep.
All right, so you didn't draw anything? Do you have an idea?
I got the beginnings of a dragon.
Yeah, well, that's not a minute drawn. I could see the dragon. You had 3 minutes, maybe. All right, my turn.
Mm-hmm. What?
This is a... Fanuka?
It looks like a phoenix.
It's a giant phoenix with a bazooka on his back, and he flies.
That's great.
He's got massive claw hands.
That's really nice. Good drawing, even if you took all day to do it.
All day?
You didn't do that in a minute.
All right, well, I'll...
I don't know.
All right, fine. This is the one I did in a minute.
Who drew the first one?
Still
I did.
Wow, it's really good.
I draw pretty good.
I did not, based off your second one.
Well, I only had a minute. This took me maybe five. But we can't be sitting here in silence all day. Anyways, I still think this guy can win. He's got a massive bite, as you can see, from his huge mouth.
And he's got huge arms.
Which is Godzilla's only downfall.
Yeah.
And he could, they look pretty, elastic to me. So I think he could wrap up Godzilla.
Uh-huh.
All it takes is all you gotta do is eat Godzilla. But yeah, this guy, he's got a bazooka on his back. Godzilla doesn't stand a chance.
When did you draw that?
I did it right before for the joke.
That's funny.
Then that's it all, and I was pissed. He ruined my friggin' joke. Well, now we wasted, thank goodness I only wasted 5 marshmallows. I can't believe I snagged the 6th one.
That's hilarious.
And only like 2 of them were catchable.
I have another guy.
What?
This is reflector face, and basically...
It's only for the blast.
You shoot him in the face, and you get reflected right back at him.
Yeah, it just more looks like a brick. Why is the mirror 3D?
He's all mirror.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy's terrifying.
Mirror man.
I like reflector face.
Reflecto face. Yeah, and... You wouldn't even be able to see him because he's all mirror. Kind of like a magician. Yeah.
All right, anyway, so we watched Godzilla. If y'all were to die by Godzilla, how would you want to go out?
It's crazy. He doesn't even eat people.
He bites them and then throws them.
It's so douche.
That would be the most douche.
You know, I wish that guy at the beginning...
I think just energy blast straight to the front.
Yeah, I would
want to
see the energy blast for sure.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And then you might become Godzilla.
It's also just the easiest way to go.
Oh, yeah. I didn't understand that end of the movie part.
Oh, I think he just can't be killed.
No, I'm talking about,
They like zoomed in on the girl's neck when she was in the hospital, and it almost looked like she was going to turn.
She looked like she had venom.
Oh.
And it was like, what, is she going to be Godzilla now? Like, what?
Which she didn't even like get hit by the blast. She just got hit by like debris, which almost seems
which
worse.
Would mean that like everyone has it.
Yeah, what if there was just every Japanese person turned to Godzilla? They would be
the guy should have just shot him at the beginning because he wasn't gonna die. So then at least he wouldn't have looked like a puss.
He was definitely if he shot him.
He was totally dead.
Godzilla would have turned to him and killed him
for sure. Godzilla.
Oh yeah. But I mean, Godzilla wasn't gonna die. They're like, all those guys died because you didn't shoot Godzilla. Like, have you seen everything?
Oh, yeah.
A mine in his mouth and his whole head regenerated.
Well, that guy didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, I hated the regeneration part. I didn't know Godzilla.
Yeah,
that
was kind of lame.
I know he had that dog in him.
Yeah, you think, I mean, how would he just not survive the second time? I guess he did. He was coming back to life. Yeah. Maybe they just blew his face even harder.
I think they just... Yeah. I think they thought
they'd
like... It
took longer to regenerate.
I think they thought they'd kill him from the inside with the decompression stuff.
He had a power blast loading up, and then it started seeping out the sides, and he really fell apart. So it's going to be a minute before Godzilla's back to his full grandeur.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no, that's not my question. What do you think the biggest creature in the world is right now? Squid, megalodon. I think it's definitely in the ocean.
Leviathan.
No, I think there's something out there that's bigger than a blue whale.
Leviathan. It's in the book of Job, and God tells Job.
What eats Job?
No, Job doesn't get eaten.
Job gets
Jonah,
eaten.
I mean.
Jonah. He gets eaten by like a big fish or a whale.
Yeah.
There's this creature that God talks about in the book of Job, and he's like, who are you to question me? I created the Leviathan. It's super beast and super huge and it lives in the depths.
Mm.
And it's supposed to come out of the depths like towards the end of the world, I believe.
Isn't there something like a river that's drying up that's like Three Kings or some shit? Like once the river dries up, there's something that's happening.
Oh, I don't know.
And the river as we speak is drying up.
Aren't they all?
We gotta stop this. We gotta stop warming this globe. It's a big problem. But anyways, I mean, I don't have anything else to say about Godzilla. This is only about 53 minutes. Kind of uneventful for our...
We got the pinata.
Oh, yeah!
What's up with the pinata?
Yeah, you gotta put on a blindfold. That's on that hat.
That's why we got the ski mask.
Yeah. Try not to break anything. To celebrate, to sign off on this 100th...
Is there anything in there?
Yeah, there's frickin' Reese's and Jolly Ranchers. What do you think? To sign off for our 100th episode, 100 more to come, we're gonna have John and Hudson. I just get to buy the pinata and the candy. I don't ever get to
You get to eat the candy.
You don't get to play.
We're gonna have them punch the pinata.
How are we gonna do that in this room?
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Am I supposed to be punching midair right now?
Goodness. This is a blast. Nice! It's Hudson. Whip broken. Hurry and break it before something else. Nice! Goodness.
Is it broken?
Yeah.
Well, John's camera disconnected.
Oh, no.
What? I'd say overall, that could have gone a lot worse. It just unplugged. All right, well.
Looks like all the cameras are free.
We messed up. Thanks for tuning in. I can't go to the intro. Let's click the intro. Go to the left on the OBS. Right there where it says X-Cam, scroll up.